You know that feeling when you have the hots for someone? Maybe it's your partner, maybe someone you just met, maybe someone from Tinder, maybe that special barista in the school cafe that you love to have banter with. Often you hear that it's all about body language, and that's true. Certainly the body language, you know, if someone's facing towards you, it's a good sign. If their arms are folded, not so much. But did you know that also a lot of our attraction to someone has to do with the sound of their voice? Now, I've got on the line Dr. Marina Kalishkinova from Western Sydney University. She's been conducting a whole lot of research on the topic of voice and our levels of attraction. Good morning, Marina.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now, what does your research on the human voice and human interactions say?
Well, one thing that we often don't think about when we think about voice is that it actually contains a lot of biological information. So, for example, it's very easy for us to tell whether a speaker is a female or a male. But our research also shows that it carries more detailed information as well. So it could tell whether we sound attractive to others or not, but also the manner in which we speak could tell whether we are feeling attracted towards somebody or not.
Okay, so pitch has something to do with it and the difference in male and female pitch in voice?
Exactly, and we believe that this quality actually goes back to evolutionary pressures. So in males, lower pitch is considered to be more attractive because that's a quality associated with larger body sizes, so a more dominant species. Whereas for females, it's the opposite. Higher pitch is considered to be more attractive because that's a sign of femininity in the smaller species, less threatening one.
Interesting. And how does this work for same-sex attracted couples?
Well, that's actually a very new area of research, so we're still looking into that. One interesting thing that's being found across labs is that these very primitive signs of attraction do change according to changes in society and in the context in which we find ourselves. So it is possible that other dynamics are at play there that we still don't know about.
Okay, so if I'm attracted to someone and they feel the same way, how is that going to be reflected in our voices if we have a conversation?
Well, in that case, we actually look more at the qualities of speech that you produce, specifically speech sounds. And what we find is that when we are attracted to somebody, we start sounding more like them. So the way in which we produce different consonants and vowels in our speech starts sounding more similar, but also things like speech rate becomes more similar. So we either slow down or speed up in the way we're speaking to match our partner.
Has that got anything to do with, say, when we have a friend from another country and we find that we take on a bit of their accent? Is that related to this as well, you know, when you start speaking like your friends or your loved ones?
Yes, exactly. And this is not only limited to physical attraction or sexual attraction. That happens with friendships as well, or anybody that we feel positive emotions towards. So, for example, some studies have looked at roommates that come to university, and at the beginning of the year, they all speak very differently, so they still have their own individual accents. But as the year goes on, they start sounding more similar.
Interesting. And I'd love to hear how this works the other way around. What if I don't like someone? What will you hear in my voice then?
Yes, so that is when a process called divergence happens. So we start preserving our own individual qualities in our speech instead of making them more similar to our conversational partner. So this convergence does not occur.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Marina Kalishnikova from Western Sydney Uni. As you can probably tell from my voice, it's been a pleasure talking to you this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thanks very much. You're listening to Afters FM, what matters to you.